Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And for those of you that would like to call in to today's show, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. Please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. While we're waiting on callers to start to come in here to today's show, once more, the call-in number is 619-789-6807, 619-789-6807. We're going to go ahead and listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. This is track run entitled Shriram. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. All right, and you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. Once more, this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee, and we now have a caller for today's show. Hello, caller by the area code 973. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Doing great, Tina. And how can I help you?
I would like to know what you get from my friend Braylon and our friendship.
Okay, you want to know what I'm getting for you and your friendship with this person. What's the name again?
Braylon is I.
Braylon. Okay,
yeah,
Braylon. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I am sensing that the relationship's been a little bit strained here and there, but I actually don't get any negative on this. I really get that there is still positive here, and the friendship seems to move forward. Now, is there also a question about whether this individual and yourself can make this into more than a friendship? Because
yes,
there is also a romantic connection or dynamic.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I feel that that's something that will develop more over time, obviously. However, it feels very positive to me, and it feels like it is something that will have a good chance of developing and becoming something much more long-lasting. This individual does have some growing to do and has some emotional baggage to sift through. So we're looking at it being a while, but it does look to have some great potential, okay?
Yes, and when will you be running more of your specials? Do you have the specials open on your website?
Okay, yeah, the specials are up right now on the website, so just go ahead and check that out. It's howpsychic.com, okay? And we have the $5 special going on right now over there.
Okay, I'm sorry, you said the specials are on the website?
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
They are.
Okay.
All right,
thank you. And you said it'll just
You're
be
welcome.
Some time. You don't see the exact time frame that it'll come to fruition?
Well, that's something we can do more in the private reading.
Okay.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, and we have our next caller for today. Our next caller is area code 985. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Risha. I'm calling from New Orleans, and I'm calling about a friend who we've been friends for about 6 months. His name is Vinay, V-I-N-A-Y, and I'm wondering how that friendship is going to unfold.
Okay.
I get
once more that you're asking about a friendship here, and we have someone else right before you that was asking about one, and I'm also feeling the same kind of dynamic here. There is a little bit of a romantic attachment. However, on this particular one, why do I sense that there is a distance between you?
Yes, there is. There is a distance. Yes, a big one. Big one.
A big one. Okay. And let's see here. Okay. I'm feeling that right now the best thing to do is to remain positive with this and that you will see positive things coming from it. I think there will be some movement forward or at least clarity within the rest of this month to about the beginning of next month. Now, mind you, I don't normally, throw out time frames for everyone on the show, and I'm trying to cut down on doing the time frames on the show itself.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm being told to tell you today, right now, is that, it's all about patience, and I think you're learning how to have a tremendous amount of patience in this, and it's all going to pay off. That is the term that comes to mind here.
Well, so pay off in a positive way and move towards more romantic kind of relationship.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been feeling that too. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and
thank
I'm going to go on your website too. Thank you so much. Awesome. Yes, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller for today is area code 484. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Antoinetta calling you back. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, Antoinetta. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got two text messages from Dan Saturday morning, and it said, hey, and then it said, wrong person, sorry. Now, I did not feed into that. I did not text him back, and I really haven't heard any more. So I, you know, I need to know what is going on here because I'm not sure if he's still planning on moving in here or what's going to go down.
Okay. Well, let's see here. You know, my feeling is once more the same. He is trying to or planning to try and move in there. Now, obviously, we've discussed how you're going to handle that and what that will be like. Right now, for him, everything has become very unpredictable, and I'm surprised he's been able to extend his times where he is for as long as he has. However, I do know that he will reach out, and right now with him, you know, texting you, hey, and then, oh, wrong person or whatever.
Right.
You know, I think these are just the games he's playing right now. I don't think he, you know, had the wrong person when he did that. I think
Correct.
Right now this is him, in a sense, trying to reach out without reaching out. Okay?
Right. Right. So do you know what the next trick up his sleeve is going to be to make contact or something? Because we know that he's gripping at anything just to see what I'm doing over here.
Well, you know, my inkling on this right now is that I really don't know. Okay.
Okay.
This guy, he's in a unpredictable state. So he's going to be unpredictable himself as to how he's going to do this. Now, my only feeling on this will be it's going to be a little bit more of the same. Okay?
Okay. All right. Right.
All right.
I mean, you never know what he's up to.
That's right.
All right. Well, I will keep you posted. Thank you so much.
Okay, please do. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And take advantage of our great specials over there. We have the $5 special going on right now on the website. We also have the one-hour special, which I believe is still up at this time. And we have always some great other services through our website that you can check out when you are in need of some other type of energetic spiritual assistance. We're now going to announce the call-in number, which once more, which is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. And if you're calling in today, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone so you have your hand raised here in the queue and I know to take you on air. And you can ask your question. We're going to go ahead and listen now to track 2 of the Oneness CD by the artist Zarina. Track 2 is entitled Serenity. Please don't forget to check out the website for the CD at zarina1.com. All right, and once more, for those of you calling in, don't forget to push the number 1 on your phone in order to ask your question live and on air. All right, there we go. We have our next caller here, which is area code 608.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jordana calling from Minneapolis, and this is my question. I'm working today and tomorrow before I have a month off, so it's a really busy week. And today I have to go out and recruit. My number is 475 people, and then tomorrow around 800. I'm just wanting to know if I'm going to be successful in reaching those numbers.
Okay, let me see here. All right, the first one I see you coming very close, if not on the mark, but the second one I don't get the feeling we need to worry about at all. The second one, you make the mark, okay?
Oh, really? So tomorrow I'll make the 800, and then today I'll either become come close to or hit that mark.
That is correct.
475, right?
Yes, that is what I'm seeing.
Oh, fabulous. So then do you see me coming into a financial situation that, like, betters next week? Because that's when we normally get paid.
Well, we only do really one question on the show per caller, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. You're the last caller for today anyway. I am feeling that there are other financial opportunities coming up for you, much better financial opportunities. But in the meantime, I'm feeling you're going to have to stick with what you have. Because these other financial opportunities will be coming up somewhere around later on in this month. We're looking, you know, more in the mid of this month to the end of this month on those.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're all very positive, and one of them is going to be a callback from something you've already looked into.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, once more, for all of our listeners out there, please don't forget to check out our great specials at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. And we have a lot of great specials over there. We offer many different spiritual services, especially the private readings. Please don't forget to check that out. We want to wish everyone a namaste and love and light. We're going to bid you a great day. We wish that your day be full of many blessings. And until next time, this has been Psychic Talk Radio. Goodbye.